Governor Andrew Cuomo's health commissioner faced an intense grilling from lawmakers at a joint hearing on how the administration handled water contamination in the eastern New York village of Hoosick Falls. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Governor Cuomo's administration has been accused of failing for 18 months to inform residents in Hoosick Falls that their water might be unsafe to drink because of contamination with the toxic chemical PFOA. It's used in Teflon manufacturing, among other uses, and linked to cancer. Legislators, both Democrats and Republicans, intently questioned Health Department Commissioner Howard Zucker and other Cuomo administration officials. They wanted to find out, essentially, what did they know about the PFOA contamination and when did they know it? Commissioner Zucker, testifying under oath, blamed the federal EPA for any mix-up, saying they kept making sudden changes and were inconsistent on their guidelines for safe levels of PFOA for human consumption.
There was inconsistencies back from November 2015.
But Senator John DeFrancisco says it's the health department that needs to explain an even bigger inconsistency. Why, he asked, did the department in December of 2015 distribute a fact sheet to village residents saying the water was safe to drink after federal EPA Administrator Judith Enck had warned residents in a town meeting not to drink the water?
But what I can't understand for the life of me, when you talk about this confusion, you also, the EPA came out with a do not drink the water in December of 2015, and you, Department of Health, in their fact sheet said it's okay to drink. After, I don't care what the EPA said, after you've already felt it's so important that you're getting water there, you're bringing a filtration system, you're trying to protect the residents. Tell me, how did the EPA fool you into saying do not drink the water?
Commissioner Zucker answered,
when the EPA put out their information to say, do not drink the water, the next day we complied with that in December.
But DeFrancisco asked, why then did DOH not change the fact sheet telling residents that the water was okay?
Doctor, I don't think there's anybody that can read the English language that can confuse the edict or the determination by the health department that the water is not dangerous to people in that fact sheet. I mean, is there any other interpretation, no matter how confusing this incompetent EPA is? What other conclusion can you draw from that?
Zucker finally conceded the health department could have done better.
That fact sheet probably could have been clearer for the public.
Hundreds of residents in Hoosick Falls have been found through tests conducted this year by the health department to have very high levels of PFOA in their blood. Dr. Zucker and other health department officials, in addition to blaming the EPA for confusion, also pointed the finger at the polluter, St. Joe Bain. They were invited to testify but declined. The company may be subpoenaed to appear at a later hearing. The health officials also cast doubt on the actions of village leaders and even blame landlords for not informing tenants about the potential safety of the water. That led Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin, who represents Hoosick Falls, to finally explode.
And there's a nice game going on between you're going to blame the EPA and then push responsibility onto the village, which is a small village. And meanwhile, the DOH just continues to say, we didn't do anything wrong. So it's distressing to hear that, and it's going to make for a fairly long day and some pretty intense questioning, because you can see, I don't think that the members up here are quite buying the fact that the DOH holds no responsibility in this.
While the hearings continued, the EPA declared Hoosick Falls a federal Superfund site. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.